What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hillions of Wrestling podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday today. I know I'm enjoying my weekend, relaxing. It's been a long week. School finished up this week. Also got through another long work week. And all that keeps on motivating me is like I have from a week from today, I'll be on my way to Myrtle Beach with my family to enjoy the beach that's filled with sharks that I see on news posts almost every day now. That Myrtle Beach isn't like has shark sightings all the time. Well, in our resort, there's two pools, jacuzzis, a lot of other stuff to do. I don't really need to go to the beach. There are going to be sharks in them. I really don't go into the water that much in the beach anyway. I usually just go up to the ankles. I don't go swimming in the water there. Still, you don't know what's in those waters. I want to go to the beach where it's nice and clear and you see everything. Like, you're going to see your feet at the bottom. Myrtle, you still can't really see your feet at the bottom. So, I'm going to stay close to the poolside, closer to the pool bar and stuff there. But reason why I'm here, it's why we're doing this podcast today. We're not going to be talking about my trip, of course. We're going to be talking about SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver. NXT TakeOver happens tonight. SummerSlam is tomorrow in Toronto, Canada. They are going to be, I guess they're going to do all four shows. Yeah, they're going to do NXT, SummerSlam, and Raw and SmackDown. All are going to be in Toronto this weekend at the same venue. I'm gonna say this, the build for both, NXT has had an okay build. It's not been the excitement build. I'm always excited for TakeOver. I can be not knowing what's going on, and it's, oh, there's a TakeOver Saturday, I'm gonna watch it. But the SummerSlam build was just like, they just threw it together. There's really no build. I looked through the match card yesterday, and there's really no build to this at all. There's really, like, nothing that's been built to this. Like, I mean, your WWE Championship match, the guy's been on vacation for the past, like, 2 weeks. So, how are you going to build a champion? I mean, the promo was pretty good. The promo video they had was decent, but I don't know. Just that's what makes me feel that the way. I'll get to that prediction a little bit. Excuse me, I thought I'd do NXT first before I jump into SummerSlam. But but on NXT side, I mean, there's gonna be five matches tonight. And there hasn't been really a build for those matches either. It's just like, hey, we put these matches together and story. The only one that has, there's two of them that have storylines. Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole, of course. And then you have Candice LeRae and Io Shirai. The tag team match, not that much. I mean, Undisputed Era and Street Profits. I guess you want to look at Street Profits, want to prove they are the best tag team. And why not beat probably the best tag team that's come through NXT? The North American Championship match, I mean, Pete Dunne disappears out of nowhere and says, hey, I want in this match also. And William Regal makes it a triple threat match. I just don't know. And then you have Shayna Baszler and Mia Yim. Not real excited. There's really no excitement. The women's match I'm most excited about of all four over the weekend, because there's four of them, is Io Shirai and Candice LeRae, which I think could be the match of the weekend. If they let them go at what NXT matches have been, this could be the best, not even the best women's match. It could be the best match of the weekend. And I will start there. We will start there with the predictions in NXT TakeOver tonight. We will start with Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai. This robbery started, like, didn't know where it was going to go. I kind of saw things when Candice didn't know what Io was doing, when Io attacked her, Shayna Baszler after her match at NXT TakeOver 25. So it was like, kind of seeing her like, why am I giving you this chair? What are you doing? And then you had Io just completely snap on her after, completely just snap on her after the cage match on NXT. And then Candace came out and helped her in their match at, came out and helped Casey when Io was attacking her on NXT TV a couple weeks ago. But the story, I mean, it's a simple thing. Betrayal, revenge, it's simple. I wish sometimes WWE can build on that. Hey, here's an easy storyline. You have person that was victim, wants to get revenge on person. Simple. Io just turned heel, and I feel they can drag this out a little bit more. I'm picking Io Shirai in this match, just because I think they need to build this up a little bit more. Just keep it going a little bit more. Maybe like next takeover. They kind of like maybe do it in like, not the Johnny Gargano chomp away, but maybe do it kind of in that like, hey, I'm going to go and do it this way and have maybe a street fight for the next one. Maybe they lead teams into War Games. Maybe we'll have the first women's War Games match at the next takeover. But there has to be like this. I don't feel like they can go and just say, hey, we're going to go ahead and let Candace beat her and just end the story right then and there. I feel Candace should kind of do what her husband did. Hey, I want to beat her so bad, I want to get revenge on her. Maybe Io gets another match. Maybe she'll cost Mia Yim the title if Mia Yim wins tonight. I'm going to get that here in a little bit. That's not a spoiler, by the way, people. but yeah, I'm going to go with Io Shirai for that match. Next will be the NXT Tag Team Championships, Street Profits versus Undisputed Era, the challengers. I love Street Profits. I think the Street Profits are going to stay on Raw. That's what they've been doing, introducing them that way. And they need help on the tag team side. And they are being liked up there. So I think Undisputed Era is going to get their tag team titles back. I think they're going to beat Street Profits. But it's pretty cool. This is Street Profits' first, like, tag team match. Not, like, the ladder match was, like, their first ever takeover. But they actually have a match, like, have a, well, the ladder match is technically a match, though. But they have, like, a one-on-one. Basically, they have, they're basically going to go one-on-one with another team. So that's going to be pretty cool for them. This is also Candice LeRae's first takeover also, which congrats to her also. So that's pretty cool. I kind of thought they were going to do Riddle and Killian Dane on this takeover and put Io and Candace on, you know, they have like that little pre-show, which is just the taping for the next NXT. But they didn't do that route. They actually put this right on takeover. So that's really cool for them. But I'm going to go Undisputed Era. There's method to my madness why I'm picking Undisputed Era to win this match and become tag team champions. I mean, also, I think Street Profits are going to go up to the main roster also. I think they've been called up, but they're going to make their first match appearance probably on Raw and SmackDown this week. So I think they're on. I think they've not been. I've never seen them on SmackDown at all. I've seen a majority on Raw. So I'm guessing they're going to be on Raw. So that's cool. Next, we have the North American Championship. The champion Velveteen Dream taking on Roderick Strong and versus Pete Dunne. This is going to be a pretty good match as well, too. I mean, the excitement of the match, you put the three people together, it's going to be good. They didn't really need a build, but it could have just had a little bit more storyline. Maybe a little more Roderick Strong trying to prove that he belongs in this Undisputed Era. He belongs in a singles competitive way. Do it that way there. I think Velveteen Dream is going to drop the title. I think they want to do maybe a call-up here soon before Fox, for SmackDown becomes Fox. And why not call the Velveteen Dream up to SmackDown Live? Why not call him up? And this way, you can have Pete Dunne feud with Roderick Strong over the North American title, and then you have history there. So, my pick to win the North American title is going to be Roderick Strong. It's going to be Roderick Strong winning the North American title tonight also as well. I just feel like Velveteen Dream goes up to the main roster. My iPad keeps closing. I got to change the settings on there for a longer thing. When you're not looking at it, it would just close automatically. It shows you. I just got my iPad, and I'm just like trying to keep it open. It just keeps closing on me. I guess like me not looking at it for a long period of time, it would have shut down just like my phone does sometimes. But but yeah, Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne can then have a feud for over the North American title at the next takeover, and you have a storyline built there if Roderick pins Dunne right there for the title. So I'm gonna go Roderick Strong winning the North American title. Next, we have for the NXT Women's Championship, we have Shayna Baszler taking on Mia Yim. I never understood where Mia got the title shot. I know they were doing the video packages and everything, talking about it. So I was figuring she was going to be the one versus Baszler at NXT TakeOver Toronto. I kind of figured that, but the way they put her in this match is like, okay, she beat up Shafira and Duke, and they're like, okay, we're going to put her, now Shayna wants to get revenge on her, so we're going to go this route and go ahead and have her challenge Mia Yim, or have Mia Yim versus her. She's like, I'm going to put my title on the line to revenge my friends, kind of in a way. Shayna Baszler is like Brock Lesnar. You can't bet against her. As many times we thought she was going to drop this title, how many takeovers since she's had this title, since she beat Kairi Sane last year in Evolution in October, how many times we said, well, we think she's going to get called up, she's going to drop the title. Well, we think she's going to get called up, she's going to drop the title. I don't think she's going to drop the title tonight either. I think she's going to retain. I think she's going to retain the title. I think there's going to be two title changes, and two are going to keep. So, I might just slipped out a little spoiler there also. But, yeah, I don't bet against Baszler. I don't bet against her. She's like Brock. Like, you can't bet against Brock sometimes because you don't know what route they're going to go. All this stuff can be out there. You can look like the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the board, and you have it all drawn out and everything, and you're like, okay, yeah, Brock's gonna drop title tonight. Here's all the facts. Boom, Brock doesn't drop title. You're sitting there like, what the hell just happened? Same thing for Baszler. Like, you can say all the stuff like, well, she's gonna get called up, she's gonna go this route, this, that, and fourth. No. She's going to win tonight. She's going to retain. I feel like she's going to drop the title on like an NXT TV show, like taping that way. They're not having an Evolution yet. There's been announced yet. But that could be a place where she dropped it. Because she can maybe drop it. She's held it for, I think it'll be a year in October. So maybe she'll drop it there. But yeah, I'm going to go Baszler. She's going to retain her title there. And then we're going to have our main event. The challenger, Johnny Gargano, taking on Adam Cole in a 2 out of 3 falls match, which is a 3 stages of hell. I think the last one that I can recall, I mean, I could be wrong here, was Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. Now, this is going to go 3 falls. There's not going to be a sweep. Because we're going to see the final fall. The first fall, I think, is a street fight. Johnny Gargano chose a street fight. Gargano got to choose his stipulation. Adam Cole got to choose a stipulation. And if it goes to 3, William Regal's going to make the 3rd stipulation. I feel that Adam Cole's going to win the first fall, the street fight. Gargano's going to win the second fall in the wrestling match. Then the third fall, William Regal's going to come out and said, this third and final fall will be a triple threat match, and here's the third person. Ciampa's music hits. It's a triple threat match. Ciampa is now put into the match. Ciampa then goes on to beat both of them and get Goldie back and becomes champion. They said he's close. He's been cleared and it's close. And in a triple threat match, you can protect him in a way. You can protect him. You can protect Ciampa in that way where you can have this happen, where Ciampa does come back and then he wins the title and he doesn't have to do that much in this match. Excuse me. If he's not 110%. If he's not 100%. But that would be crazy. That'd be crazy. That is my off-the-wall pick. That is my off-the-wall pick. That is my, like, my bonus pick. If William Regal goes there, the off-the-wall pick. I'm going to have two picks here. That's my off-the-wall pick. The logical pick is going to be Adam Cole keeping that belt. And he's going to go on to win the title. And all Undisputed Eras going to stand there tall as champions. But I can't have two picks, right? I know that's what everybody's going to be saying. You can't choose two. That's not fair. What's your gut saying? I'm going to go against different grain like I always do because this is a wrestling podcast. This is supposed to be for fun. I'm trying to be over the top, thinking the best logical thing and predicting stuff. The Undisputed Era just winning the titles and having them all together is just, it's so cliche there. It's just, hey, this is the outcome. Everything's going to happen. Gargano winning then. Is where is it going to go from there? Are we going to get another Cole match? No. Ciampa coming back, getting inserted in this match and making it a triple threat match would be insane. The place would go nuts, by the way. Because, I mean, what other fall could they do? Hell in a Cell? I mean, you're going to see the cage. And Regal will say if it goes to three falls, it'll be a Hell in a Cell match. I guess he can announce that before TakeOver, I guess. But you want surprise, you want suspense to happen in this match. That's the only logical thing I can see happening. Because why wouldn't Regal announce that right then and there? Like the third stipulation is going to be Hell in a Cell. Or it'll be a cage match. Or it will be a last man standing match. Why wouldn't he just announce it there? Like no suspense at all, I think. I feel like he's going to announce it being a triple threat match. And Ciampa's going to come in and win the NXT title back. So I'm going to go that route. Tommaso Ciampa is going to become the NXT champion tonight. He's going to win back his title back. In this route, Cole is going to feud with him. And I think Gargano is going to go to the main roster. I think Gargano is going to be the next person to go to the main roster. Like, even the video packages that they had Gargano showing basically he's the team leader. He's the guy. Like, him just sitting in the ring looking over everything. It's kind of like a... Hey, final hurrah, him being in NXT. You want your roster to have the best people on it going into October. Jarring Gargano needs to be onto the main roster because he's one of the best. If you look at it being like a baseball roster, top 25 wrestlers all through NXT and the main roster, SmackDown, Johnny Gargano is probably in that 25, top 25. He's probably there. He's probably somewhere in there, that mix. So you don't want your guy sitting there being, just sitting there, not being on your main roster. Being in Triple A so long. Because what happens is they could sell out. So you don't want that. So that's why I'm going to go with Ciampa. I'm going to go with the outrageous pick and pick Ciampa. Being inserted in for Regal's third pick being a triple threat match and him winning back the NXT title. Now, which brings us to Sunday and SummerSlam. So, there is no tag team matches on this. I looked through this, and I've never seen a card ever with no tag team matches. You want to talk about, we don't give a flying shit about tag team wrestling. That just proves it right there. I mean, I get it. There's like 9 or 10 matches on here. You don't want this thing to be so long and go over top. But there's some matches that don't even need to be on here. Which, I will start right at the beginning. Because I don't know what's going to be on a pre-show, which not. This match should be on a pre-show. Because nobody should care, really. There's really no point to this match at all being on this. Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. I get it why they're doing this. He needs a redemption. They gave The Undertaker his redemption match at Extreme Rules. We're going to give him his redemption match against Dolph Ziggler. This match better not be longer than... I might bring out the Diva stopwatch. I might break out the Diva stopwatch for this match. I don't see this match being very long. Would it be really cool if Goldberg goes for the spear and then Dolph Ziggler super kicks him? I will pop shit there. I will go nuts if that would happen. Like on the first attempt, he does it and he super kicks him. I might pop. That might get me to pop. But we know it's going to happen. Spear, jackhammer, this match is over. I don't think Dolph's going to get offense in this match. So I'm going to go with, of course, Goldberg winning this match. But going back to what I was saying, there's no tag team matches. We don't have the Raw tag team titles. We don't have the SmackDown tag team titles being defended. Roman Reigns isn't on this program. I guess they could bring out like him just to come out and say, hey, blah, 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 blah. They could put a match together right then and there. Buddy Murphy could come out and challenge him then and there from what's been going on there. Or Daniel Bryan Roman could come out and say something, and you can always go back to when if they're going to do this full face turn with Samoa Joe, which that'd be kind of cool because, I mean, I think Samoa Joe is one of the best people character-wise that can be as real as possible. Because you saw that on Monday night when the car like crashed into Roman's rental car, and Samoa Joe went from, hey, I'm gonna rip your face off, to crap, get a medic, this dude might be really hurt, telling Roman stay down. And then right then and there. But yeah, Roman's not on the card, Samoa Joe's not on the card, Drew McIntyre's not on the card, which I thought Drew McIntyre was going to verse Cedric at SummerSlam, which that would have been awesome. Aleister Black's not on the SummerSlam card. And I get it, everybody can't be on the card. And I see people complaining that Roman Reigns isn't on the card. Doesn't have a match. Where years and years, people have been playing, oh, Roman Reigns is always wrestling. Roman Reigns is always in the main event. You can't make anybody happy. You can't. But I think there'll be some matches added. They always do that. They'll probably add something to the pre-show. Maybe they'll add a rematch for the Iconics to verse the new women's tag team titles, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, which that's awesome that they crapped the whole Iconics title reign because, granted, the Iconics were supposed to be crossover champions. That's all they were there for. And then when Nikki Bella just said, I'm not going to wrestle because I'm injured, they didn't know what to do. Here's an idea. You should have checked on that before you decide to do that title change. You know she's injured. You might want to run through a physical test before you do that. Just because, you guys good? Okay, cool, we're going to do the title change. We're not going to do that? Cool, let's keep it on Bayley and Beck. Let's keep it on Bayley and Sasha. And then let's build this division up more and more. And then let's figure out what we're going to do there. Where with that conch, you're like, okay, what are we going to do now? Oh, we don't know what we're going to do now. And they were lost. Because I heard they had this, there's been rumors, they had this built the whole way to now. The Iconics and the Bellas. I don't know if they're going to hot potato the titles, or the Iconics are just going to do kind of what they were been doing, like just low-key, like cheating and finding ways out of this match. Then finally, there's no disqualification street fight that could happen with the Bellas. But it was just crazy. And then the incident that happened with Alexa Bliss and them, the Iconics, when they first started putting Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss together. And then when they were reversing Iconics, I think it was Nikki Cross was versing, I think, Peyton Royce. And then Billie Kay or Peyton Royce, one of them, I think it was Peyton, pushed Alexa Bliss over because she spilled her coffee. And she had, like, white pants on. And then Nikki Cross ended up winning. Then Alexa Bliss comes in and beat up the Iconics. And it was kind of cruel. The crowd popped and liked it. And you're right there. I'm like, yo, this could be a face turn for Alexa Bliss. I know they want to make her a baby face here eventually. Because I really don't know what she is, really. I don't know if she's a heel or a baby face. She does some kind of heel. She's a kind of a female tweener. In between. Like, I feel like her move, the Twisted Bliss off the top rope, is a baby face move. It's not a heel move at all. So I feel like her, like, they want to make her a baby face. Which I think would be a good idea to make her a baby face. Now. I know everybody's been griping about her not being able to wrestle, and that's the whole thing with that match, which she got put in there. That's what the whole thing. I thought, okay, they're gonna have them challenge for the women's tag team titles, which I thought that was gonna happen. But then they put her in two women's SmackDown women title matches, which she's not even on that brand. And then you're like, oh, what's going on here? I don't get it. And then now you come back. They win two tag team matches. And then, yeah, because they won two. I think, yeah, they beat Natalya and Becky. And I think they beat Amber and Bayley. So, yeah. So they won two tag team title matches. Everybody's like, well, I don't know what I'm saying about it. They won two big tag team matches. That's why they got in there. Wins and losses, people. Wins and losses. That's why they got put in that match. And then, or, that's the reason why. I don't know why I said or there, but but I got put in that match. And I thought they could have put the belts on them earlier, but I think they finally came. They could have done that a long time ago. They could have just, right then and there, when Alexa Bliss attacked them, they could have already took the belts off the Iconics and done other stuff. You could have them versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville at a pay-per-view already. And then you could have them versus Kairi Sane and Asuka right now. But now, we probably got to figure out, Heyman's probably got to now figure out what they're going to do with them now. But I could see them maybe versing, we could get a rematch of the four of them again. We could get them versus the Iconics. We could get them versus the Kabuki Warriors. It could be any of those teams. I'll tell you, one team that's not going to be at a SummerSlam is going to be the Usos. It's not funny, but yeah, Jimmy and Jay are not going to be at SummerSlam because Jimmy can't come into Canada because of his most recent DUI arrest. He can't come into Canada, so the Usos will not be at SummerSlam this weekend. So they will not be. So they probably don't. They're probably going to put them in a tag team match against the OC, but they probably can't do that now. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know what other tag team. Do you do them against the Revival again? That's why I said the Street Profits are dropping their titles, because they need to come up. That'd be kind of cool. Street Profits wrestle them tonight on the kickoff show. The OC, that'd be kind of cool. But they'll probably announce a tag team match for them. I just hope Jimmy is going to get better, because I hope that he understands, like, and, like, granted, I will say it, I have a DUI, and lucky that no one got hurt, like, lucky I was not in a car accident. Like, lucky none of that stuff happened or anything. And now I'm just like, I can't do that anymore. Like, just craziness. Like, but I hope he understands that and grips, like, yo, I can't keep doing this. I can't continue to do that. So I hope that he doesn't continue doing that, and I hope he learned from this, and, like, also sees help, because sees help, sees counseling. Maybe he has an alcoholic problem. I don't know. I don't, I'm not friends with Jimmy Osu. I don't know him personally. I don't, I don't see him walking the streets of Cincinnati, but when they become multiple, you get worried, and I'm sure WWE's worried about it, but yeah, but the Usos won't be a SummerSlam because of it. And that kind of hurts the tag team division. Because now you don't know what you're going to do with your tag team champ. That match probably won't happen. They probably won't have a tag team match. They probably won't have the Raw tag team titles, which is understandable. Sometimes they don't have the Raw tag team champions on there. So that makes a very understandable thing. But going off on a tantrum for a little bit. just going off on a tantrum, reeling it back in here. Lost train of thought. The Intercontinental title's not being defended. Nakamura's not on the card. Also, where I thought him and Ali would be versing each other, but then Ali loses to Dolph Ziggler, because you can't have Dolph Ziggler going in with L's. So he gets fed to Goldberg, and he's fattened up for Goldberg. So you know that route. They might add that match. They could add the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. But then, I don't know who the other tag teams are on SmackDown. Who are they? Daniel Bryan and Rowan? I mean, you could have that match, but who knows? Maybe you get tag team versus tag team, which I think they already did this week. So I don't think they're going to go that route. But on all, let's get into the rest of the card. I already did Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler in that squash match. Next, we have for the Cruiserweight championship. Went on a long tantrum there and other things there. It's kind of cool. But anyway. The Cruiserweight champion, Drew Gulak, defends against Oney Larkin. I was really excited when Oney Larkin won this match. Won his six-pack challenge match. This match could be very good. I feel like this match and Io Shirai and Candice LeRae could be the top two matches this weekend. Battling for top match. So I feel like this could be those two matches. I think it's going to be a very good match. Probably be the match that will be on the kickoff show. I got Drew Gulak retaining. A lot more build to this. I think Drew Gulak's another guy. You talk about top 25 roster. Drew Gulak should be up on your main roster competing night in and night out also. Next, we have Finn Balor, no demon. Because they do not advertise Finn by himself without mentioning Demon if they're going to do the Demon now. They need to pop that rating. They're going to have the Demon show up, which I'm glad they didn't do. Everybody's like, oh, it got to be Fiend versus Demon and Finn and Bray Wyatt beats the Demon. No, I don't think Noben's going to beat the Demon. I don't think Noben's going to beat the Demon unless Finn becomes champion with the Demon, like Samoa Joe beat him in NXT. That's when he'll lose as a Demon. When he's champion. To make it a huge deal. This right now feels nothing. Because number one, we barely see Finn on TV as it is now. So it doesn't really feel anything. You have to build the demon up to have him beat. Just like they did in NXT. So that's why they can't do it right now. Maybe Finn comes back, beats Bray. Fiend Bray as a demon. Build it back up, the demon. He Finn wins the Universal WWE Championship. Then Bray challenges Finn again for the title. Demon versus Fiend for the WWE or Universal title and goes that route. You built Finn up. A loss won't hurt him. Right? If you build Bray Wyatt back up, have the Demon beat him. Maybe number one contender match. That goes on. Finn wins the title. Bray torturizes and torments Finn. Gets the rematch. Then Bray beats Finn as a Demon again. You go that route. But this one, Bray Wyatt's got to win. This is a lock. Bray's got to win this match. He should destroy him. There should, like, this is be perfect build. Finn's going to take that time off like they've reported. That's been reported. He takes that time off. He comes back a different Finn Balor, more Demon side Finn Balor, and gets his revenge on Bray Wyatt that way. After Bray Wyatt's been torturizing the whole WWE universe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called a storyline. It's called build it. Build it up. So build a feud. This is how you start a feud. So I got Bray Wyatt winning this match. Next match. For the United States Championship, champion AJ Styles takes on Ricochet. I really enjoy AJ being a heel. I enjoy the OC. I wish they'd come up with a different name. It's better than just calling them the club. But I don't feel like saying all this stuff. The only club that matters, this, that, and the fourth. I wish they would like come up with something different for them. I'm kind of like what Saul Monster was saying on his prediction show. I wish they would have done this as a ladder match than just a regular match, or had like a stipulation with this match. Have something different for this match. Just as a regular wrestling match. I don't see Ricochet winning. I feel that Ricochet is going to lose this match and AJ is going to keep the United States title. Because my point is, then why do we put the belt back on AJ just to put it back on Ricochet? I get it, the chase. But the chase hasn't been great for Ricochet to get this title back. There should have been a stipulation, like the club can't interfere, which they could add that. They could add that stipulation here later on. But I'm going to go with, like I said, I'm going to go with AJ Styles retaining. I don't see many title changes here tonight either. I don't think there's going to be one. I think there's going to be one, but I'll get to that here in a little bit. But I think AJ retains, keeps his United States title. I already talked about golf. Ziggler and Goldberg. Next match that's kind of has my attention a little bit. Trish Stratus taking on Charlotte. Probably in the generation of women's wrestling, probably the two most talked about women's wrestlers of this time, of maybe all time. Got Trish, an 8-time champion. Charlotte, 10 times. I can't believe Charlotte Flair has 10 titles already. She is 6 away from her father. It took her 5 years to get 10. She wins next. The next title she wins is 11. She'll be 5 away from tying, 6 away from breaking. And in a matter of 3 years, Charlotte's going to have the most title reigns in wrestling history, in WWE history. Because that's going to get intertwined here soon, too. Once Charlotte hits 13 or 14, they'll start talking to her being a champion. They won't say women's champion anymore. I think they even kind of stopped saying it. Like, Charlotte's now 10-time champion. They'll start doing that here soon. Watch. Trish has already had her big send-off match. Because this is her final match. She said this is it. I'm going back into retirement after this match. She's already had her big send-off. She won a title in her hometown. Just like another Canadian female wrestler on Impact. Won the title on her last show. She then retired. She came back to wrestle the top female star of their brand and she went out on her back to put that person over. Trish Stratus needs to do the same thing tonight. She needs to do the same thing that Gail Kim did to Tessa Blanchard. She needs to go out on her back tonight, whether it be a submission or getting pinned. She needs to lose this match. If you want to build Charlotte up to being one of the most dominant wrestlers, if you're going to try to put her back in this title picture, which you know they're going to do, beat Trish. She's beating one of the best wrestlers now. She has the most title reigns. What else is there for her to do? Go after her dad and John Cena's record. Wouldn't it be funny that 16-16 in Trish, I mean, not Trish, Charlotte has to wrestle John Cena, the winner becomes 17. I will crack up. I mean, that's 3 years away. John Cena's already basically said he was tired, but I don't think they'll ever do intergender wrestling also. But that'd be kind of funny. 16, the winner wins 17. Or they have it set up that way when John Cena wins 16. He's on 16, he's wrestling for a 17 title, and so is Charlotte. And they both have matches, and John Cena loses and Charlotte wins. It'd be kind of funny stuff there. But Trish needs to come back in again. Trish needs to push Charlotte over tonight. That's the only route to do is by, like I said, basically what Gail Kim did to Tessa on Impact. On their show in Toronto. Yeah, it was in Toronto too. It's like, I feel like their WWE just copied Impact's homework. Just copied Impact's homework. But they're like, we'll tweak it here and we'll go ahead and have Trish beat Charlotte here for a good fan reaction. Mm-mm. You already got the one Hall of Famer winning here. You're not going to get two tonight. So I'm going to pick Charlotte to win this match. Next we have Kevin Owens taking on Shane McMahon. If KO loses, he will be forced to quit. I feel like him and Shane have been having these matches for years now. And outcomes always come. The Kevin Owens always down to quit, and he always comes back. It would be really cool if something would happen this way. If Kevin Owens would lose this match, and he would go down to NXT and join the Undisputed Era. I know they've been teasing on Twitter and stuff like that, but how funny would that be if they would go that route? Kevin Owens is going to win this match. I think Kevin Owens is going to be the next big. It's like I said, they want to build him up. So Kevin Owens is going to beat Shane McMahon. He's not going to quit. He's not going to lose this match and cause him to quit. I seen somebody on Twitter that said, oh, he's going to lose, going to quit and go to AEW. Oh my goodness. No, he's not. He's not going to go to AEW. No, not at all. I don't think his contract expires before they get their, before they get on TV here with their TV show October 2nd in Washington, D.C. Well, shout out to AEW real quick. That's really awesome. They're going to have their show coming here October 2nd. We'll talk about that. We'll save that for another podcast, of course. But they got the show October 2nd in Washington, D.C. To counter that, WWE is going to make NXT 2 hours now, which scares the crap out of me. And they're going to go ahead and have that 2 hours and put it on Fox Sports 1. Very interesting. That's a rumor that's been going out. Dave Meltzer said that. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to go Kevin Owens, keeping his job and beating Shane McMahon. Maybe just push Shane off TV for a little bit. We can only cross our fingers and hope. Next, in the most lackluster build for a challenger in title reign history, Ember Moon taking on Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title. I get it. Moon's probably not going to beat Bayley. But man, can you make her a stronger case though? It's like, hey, first I'm going to give you a hand me out that you're going to be challenging me. And then I'm just going to make you look like the worst challenger ever. Now, if you're going to go the direction of, hey, we want to make this look like, hey, she's going to win this title. And how crazy be if she wins this title and they weren't even thinking about it. No build. She's lost matches. She's been torturized. And I don't see Bayley dropping the title yet either. If Bayley would drop the title, and so does Becky, the only way I see them dropping the titles is if they're going to go the angle of horsewoman match coming up here soon. But I don't see that happening yet. I see Bayley retaining, beating Moon, which could be a decent match. I think this is going to be a really good match. And Moon's one probably the one like really good women wrestlers they have on the roster right now. She sold a belly to belly. That was probably the best belly I've seen Bayley do ever. Since probably Brooklyn when she versus Sasha Banks. Like Moon sold the crap out of it. I was like, whoa, that was really good. Like everybody else is like Bayley just like lays them down to their side and stuff, like she's getting ready to put them to bed. but yeah. Got Bayley going ahead and retaining her title there. Next, for the WWE Championship, we have Kofi Kingston taking on Randy. I'm on vacation. I get RKO'd by my hot smoking wife, Randy Orton. I see a lot of reports saying that Kofi's going to lose this match and put the belt on Randy. Because they got to start building for Fox. I don't think a title change is going to happen until Fox. I heard a lot of people talking about it and everything. I don't think if they want a big splash, they're going to crown their new champion on Fox. And Kofi drops it on Fox. Should be a decent reign for him. He held the title for 10 months. This is not a bad reign. That'll be like 200 and something days. No, it won't be 200 some days. But he held it. No, it won't be 10 months. I'm thinking like he's already a year for it. No. He held in April. So April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 7 months. He held title for 7 months. 7 months longer than we thought Kofi Kingston would have a WWE championship, people. But I don't think Randy Orton. I think this is just, again, another match that Kofi can have build his legacy as being a WWE champion. I don't want to see Randy Orton as WWE champion. We already seen that. It was boring. And what happened? We ended up getting Jinder Mahal being WWE champion. I will start getting nightmares and flashbacks of that title reign. Which, by the way, I think Jinder Mahal's title reign was better than Steph Rollins' first Universal title reign. Come at me. Whatever. Whatever. I'm just saying. Jinder held it longer, defended against big name people, and made it something. I didn't make the title something, but I don't know. Just saying. Got call facts where the facts are written at, people. But I'm going to go with Kofi Kingston retaining the WWE Championship. Could be a decent match. Kofi gets his redemption back from Randy, saying that Randy's held him down, which technically was true because Kofi botched a move. Randy called him stupid. Everybody knows the history behind that. And Randy held him back. I mean, Kofi was over at that point from that match, Madison Square Garden. But the incident that happened with him and Randy kind of held him back for 11 years. Now he's here. He gets his redemption. He beats Randy Orton. There's the story right there, people. He keeps his title. I just remembered something. I have a draft in 15 minutes, so I got to wrap this up here, people, real quick. Oh, man. Oh, man, I was looking at the clock, and I'm like, oh, do-do-do-do-do. I looked down, I was like, oh, it's 1:47. I got to get in my draft room here in a couple minutes. So I'm going to pick these last two real quick, people. I do apologize. The next match for the SmackDown, for the Raw Women's title, Becky Lynch versus Natalya. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch winning this. She's going to retain. There was Pro Wrestling Unlimited just tweeted as a title match for Raw. Go ahead and look at this here in a little bit also, too, actually. No, I can't go and look at it. I'll go look at that here in a little bit and see what that is. If it's any big thing, maybe I'll put it on the Facebook page. But, yeah, I got Becky here winning. We could see Ronda tonight. I think we will see Ronda tonight. Maybe Ronda beats up Becky at the end, but she's not going to help Natalya win. But Becky's going to win, beat Natalya. Canada will be Canada will be right now 0-2 at this point. But then they have their adopted son in the main event taking on Seth Rollins. This will make them 0-3. They count Brock Lesnar. Seth Rollins will win back his Universal title. They built the story of him being battered and cruised. This is what they should have done in the first place. Instead of the angle they went the first time. He beats Brock Lesnar. He becomes Universal title. I kind of see it a back and forth thing for this. But again, you can't bet on Brock. You can never bet on Brock. If I was doing like the going in Raw confidence points, I would have a 1 by Seth Rollins' name. I would have confidence points 1 here. Because I don't feel confident about Seth Rollins winning that belt because it's Brock. So, Brock Lesnar, Universal Champion versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins becomes a 2-time Universal title holder. Those are my predictions. Hope everybody enjoyed them. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at TheHillYunzer. On Instagram at TheHillYunzer. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. Like the Facebook page. Go to the YouTube channel. Going to be a lot of content coming up. Not just wrestling content, people. I'm going to start here in a couple weeks. I'll probably start when I'm on vacation because I'll have so much time. And I don't like to be in the water for 24 hours, obviously. So I'll probably have some other downtime. I'm gonna do a fantasy football podcast now. We're going to do a Steeler podcast where I'll be recapping the games each week. Talk about Steeler news. So we're going to be big stuff coming up here for the podcast. We're transitioning. We're not going to just do wrestling. We're going to do other stuff also, people. That was the big stuff I've been trying to put together here working on this. Also, that's why I've not been really doing the wrestling podcast. I'm trying to figure out which route I want to go with these other two podcasts also. So be on the lookout for those also as well, guys. Guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy SummerSlam tomorrow. Enjoy NXT tonight. We know NXT is going to be a better show, of course, as always. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Peace.